Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani, my Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Sekhus Kedushin, Daf Ein Test, the fourth parak, Asar Yochasin. Today's Daf is sponsored as a schus for all the hostages that they be freed, for those wounded, that they should have a refuah shleima, and as a schus for all the chayalim that they should be protected and matzliach in their mission. So the three times we're going to focus on them, when the Gemara says, Kitcha Aviyah Bederech, if a girl's father married her off on the road, the Kitcha Atzma Be'ir, and she later accepted Kedushin herself in the city, Marhi Bogeris, and now she's found to be a Bogeris, a full adult. Rav says, Harihi Bogeris Lefanenu, behold, she's a Bogeris before us, and is assumed to have been so before the father's Kedushin, so his Kedushin is invalid, and her own is valid. Shmuel says, Chayshin LeKedushei Shneim, we are concerned for both marriages, because we're unsure when she became a Bogeris. The Gemara clarifies that these marriages were accepted the day that 6 months after the Arus are completed, when she becomes a Bogeris. Rav says, Medahash to Bogeris, but Tzafa Nami Bogeris. Since she's a Bogeris now, we assume in the morning too, she was a Bogeris. And Shmuel says, Hashtu Hudaisi Samani, perhaps she only developed signs of Bogeris now. Point number two, Shmuel is challenged from a Mishnah. Mikvah Shinim Dar V'Nimso Chaser. If a mikvah was measured and found lacking 40 saw, all tameh kelim which were immersed in it, and any foods prepared in them, are tameh even if the safek occurred in Rishus HaRabim, a public domain where sfekos are normally ruled tahor. This proves that the currently deficient mikveh is assumed with certainty to have been deficient earlier. The Gemara explains that regarding mikveh, we say, keep the tameh keli on its last known presumption and say it was not legally immersed, meaning the mikveh was already deficient. Although the mikveh itself had a chazakah that it contained 40 saw and should be presumed unchanged until it was found deficient, behold, it's deficient before you, which suggests that it was deficient since it was last checked. The Gemara asks that the Bogeris before you should also be assumed to have been so earlier, and concludes, Hasim Tarti L'Re'usak, regarding mikveh, there are two weaknesses against assuming a later deficiency, the utensil's earlier tamei status and the mikveh's current deficient status. Hacha Chada L'Re'usak, regarding the Bogeris, there's only one weakness against assuming a later change to Bogeris, her current status of Bogeris, so it remains an uncertainty. A similar discussion follows regarding a barrel of wine used for separating truma, which was discovered to be vinegar. And point number three, the next mission states that one who went overseas with his wife and returns with his wife and children and says, Isha Shiatsatz Imigo Medina Sayam, Harizo Ve'el Benel, the wife who went overseas with me is this one, and these are her children from me, he does not need to prove her yichus since it was proven at their marriage, nor of the children since they're assumed to be theirs. If he returns with only children saying that his wife died, he must prove the children are from his wife. If he returns with a different wife and children, he must prove the wife's yichus, but not the children, since they're presumed to be theirs. If he returns with only children and says they are from a second wife, he must prove both her yichus and that these children are hers. The Gemara explains, V'chulan v'churkin achareha. All cases that children are assumed hers are where they're clinging to her. A brisa adds that proof must be brought for her grown children, who don't cling to her, and that if there's a second wife and the first died, we cannot assume children are hers because they cling to her, because she may have raised them. So once again, the 3 points are: number 1, the Gemara says, Kitcha Aviyah Bederech, if a girl's father married her off on the road, the Kitcha Atzma Be'ir, and she later accepted Kedushin herself in the city, Vahari Bogeris, and now she's found to be a Bogeris, a full adult, Rav says, Hari Bogeris Lefanenu, behold, she's a Bogeris before us, and is assumed to have been so before the father's Kedushin, so his is invalid, and her own is valid. Shmuel says, Chayshin LeKedushei Shneim, we are concerned for both marriages, because we're unsure when she became a Bogeris. The Gemara clarifies that these marriages were accepted the day that 6 months after the Arus are completed, when she becomes a Bogeris. Rav says, Medahash to Bogeris, but Tzafa Nami Bogeris. Since she's a Bogeris now, we assume in the morning too, she was a Bogeris. And Shmuel says, Hashtu Hudaisi Samani, perhaps she only developed signs of Bogeris now. Point number two, Shmuel is challenged from a Mishnah. Mikvah Shinim Dar V'Nimso Chaser. If a mikvah was measured and found lacking 40 saw, all tameh kelim which were immersed in it, and any foods prepared in them, are tameh even if the safek occurred in Rishus HaRabim, a public domain where sfekos are normally ruled tahor. This proves that the currently deficient mikveh is assumed with certainty to have been deficient earlier. The Gemara explains that regarding mikveh, we say, Hamed tameh al cheskasko ve'emar lo tavo. Keep the tameh keli on its last known presumption and say it was not legally immersed, meaning the mikveh was already deficient. Although the mikveh itself had a chazakah that it contained 40 saw and should be presumed unchanged until it was found deficient, behold, it's deficient before you, which suggests that it was deficient since it was last checked. The Gemara asks that the Bogeris before you should also be assumed to have been so earlier, and concludes, Hasim Tarti L'Re'usak, regarding mikveh, there are two weaknesses against assuming a later deficiency, the utensil's earlier tamei status and the mikveh's current deficient status. Hacha Chada L'Re'usak, regarding the Bogeris, there's only one weakness weakness against assuming a later change to Bugris, her current status of Bugris, so it remains an uncertainty. A similar discussion follows regarding a barrel of wine used for separating Truma, which was discovered to be vinegar. And point number three, the next mission states that one who went overseas with his wife and returns with his wife and children and says, Isha Shiatsatsi Migu Medina Siyam, Harizo Ve'el Benel, the wife who went overseas with me is this one, and these are her children from me, he does not need to prove her yichus since it was proven at their marriage, nor of the children since they're assumed to be theirs. If he returns with only children saying that his wife died, he must prove the children are from his wife. If he returns with a different wife and children, he must prove the wife's yichus, but not the children since they're presumed to be theirs. If he returns with only children and says they are from a second wife, he must prove both her yichus and that these children are hers. The Gemara explains, all cases that children are assumed hers are where they're clinging to her. A Braisa adds that proof must be brought for her grown children, who don't cling to her, and that if there's a second wife and the first died, we cannot assume children are hers because they cling to her because she may have raised them. All right, so now we get our Siman Dafayin test, and our standard Siman is an 8, a pen, and we use a sofer with a quill. A sofer with a quill. So here goes. The sofer who married a Bulgaris after her father married her off on the road was distressed when he noticed the mikveh he was usually toveling before working was lacking 40 saw. Just as a customer entered the shop who just returned from overseas with his wife and children. Once again, in slow motion. The sofer, that must be more than duff. Ein tes, 8, pen. The sofer who married a Bulgaris after her father married her off on the road, which reminds us, the Gemara says, Kicha Aviha Bederek, if a girl's father married her off on the road, Vikicha Atzma Be'ir, and she later accepted Kedushin herself in the city, Vahari Bulgaris, and now she's found to be a Bulgaris, a full adult, Rav says, Harai Bulgaris with a name. Behold, she's a Bulgaris before us, and is assumed to have been so before the father's Kedushin. So the father's Kedushin is invalid, and her own is valid. Shmuel says, Chayshin al Kedushe Shneim, we are concerned for both marriages because we're unsure when she became a Bulgaris. So the sofer who married a Bulgaris after her father married her off on the road was distressed when he noticed the mikveh he was usually toveling before working was lacking 40 saw, which reminds us Shmuel's challenge from a Mishnah. If a mikveh was measured and found lacking 40 saw, all tameh kelim which were immersed in it and any foods prepared in them are tameh even if the suffix occurred in Rishus Rabim, a public domain where sfeikos are normally ruled tahor. This proves that the current deficient mikveh is assumed with certainty to have been deficient earlier. The Gemara concludes, Hasam Tarti L'Re'usa. Regarding a mikveh, there are two weaknesses against assuming a later deficiency, the kelim's earlier tummy status and the mikveh's current deficient status. Hacha Chad L'Re'usa, regarding the Bulgaris, there's only one weakness against assuming a later change to Bugris, her current status of Bugris, so it remains a suffix. So the sofer who married a Bulgaris after her father married her off on the road was distressed when he noticed the mikveh he was usually toveling before working was lacking 40 saw. Just as the customer entered the shop who just returned from overseas with his wife and children, which reminds us, the next mission states that one who went overseas with his wife and returns with his wife and children and says, the wife who went overseas with me is this one, and these are her children from me, he doesn't need to prove her yichus since it was proven at their marriage, nor of their children since they're assumed to be theirs. If he returns with only children, saying that his wife died, he must prove the children are from his wife. So once again, the sofer who married a Bulgaris after her father married her off on the road was distressed when he noticed the mikveh he was usually toveling before working was lacking 40 saw. Just as a customer entered the shop who just returned from overseas with his wife and children. All right, so now it's time for 4 blot back chazara. Daf ayin hay. So the Zimmer daf ayin hay is an Amma Aretz. The Amma Aretz, Amma Aretz, that must be more on daf ayin hay, Amma Aretz. The Amma Aretz, who failed the Shadchan 101 course when he suggested an almana to a Kohen Gadol, followed by other women disqualified to the kahuna, which reminds us, a braisa presents three opinions about which people disqualify a woman to kahuna through relations. The Gemara explains that all agree that the rule is modeled after an almana who marries a Kohen Gadol, the source of a woman becoming disqualified. So the Amma Aretz, who failed the Shadchan 101 course when he suggested an almana to a Kohen Gadol, followed by other women disqualified to the kahuna, for God who is Safek Mamzer can marry, which reminds us, Rav ruled like Rabbi Elazar that a Safek Mamzer cannot marry a certain Mamzeris nor a Safek one. Shmuel argued that the halacha should follow Hillel, who taught that 10 categories of yichus ascended from Bavo, and all people forbidden to the Kahal may marry each other. So the Amma Aretz, who failed the Shadchan 101 course when he suggested an almana to a Kohen Gadol, followed by the woman disqualified to the kahuna, for God who is Safek Mamzer can marry, and then tried to set up a kusi with a kusis, which reminds us, Belazar taught kusi lo yisa kusis. A kusi cannot marry kusis, although they are members of the same nation. He holds they cannot marry each other because some are unfamiliar with the laws of marriage, leading to some invalid divorces and subsequent mamzerim. since the descendants of those familiar with the laws were not mamzerim, no kusi can marry another. Daf Ayin Vav. So the siman Daf Ayin Vav is an IV tube, intravenous tube. So here goes. The great-great-grandmother on IV. IV, that must be more on Daf Ayin Vav. The great-great-grandmother on IV, whose yichus was being checked out because her Kohenes great-great-granddaughter wanted to get married, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Anosi Isha Kohenes, one who wishes to marry a woman who's a Kohenes, Sarach Livdoch Achareah Arbi Imaos Shen Shmona. He must investigate four of her mothers, meaning female ancestors, as well as their mothers to determine if any is forbidden to the Kahal, which is eight altogether as the Mishnah delineates. So the great-great-grandmother on IV, whose yichus was being checked out because her Kohenes great-great-granddaughter wanted to get married, showed a picture of her ancestor who sat on the Sanhedrin, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that the ancestors of a member of Sanhedrin do not require investigation. The reason is, Kashem Shebasin Menukim B'tzedek, just as Basin must be clean in justice, Kach Menukim Mikomum, so they must be clean from any genealogical blemish. So the great-great-grandmother on IV, whose yichus was being checked out because her Kohenes great-great-granddaughter wanted to get married, showed a picture of her ancestor who sat on the Sanhedrin to the rabbi of a town who took care of the spiritual needs while Ger's son managed the town's physical needs, which reminds us, Rav Yosef holds that a Ger's son whose mother is Jewish is considered mekerev echecha in your brother's midst. Therefore, when it comes to splitting up responsibilities of authority in a town, Rabbi, who was a great man, was told he should manage the spiritual needs of the town, and his host, who was a convert's son, should manage its physical needs. Daf Ein Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Ein Zayin is an Az, a goat. So here goes. The sad Bas Chala walking her goat, goat, that must mean more Daf Ein Zayin, Az. The sad Bas Chala walking her goat, who just found out she was Aser to Kahuna forever, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Bas Chala Zachar Pesulah Min HaKahuna La'olam, the daughter of a male Chala is disqualified from Kahuna forever, meaning even many generations later. Yisrael Shanasa Chalala, but a Yisrael who married a Chalala, Bito Kasheru Kahuna, his daughter, is fit for Kahuna. This distinction is based on the Pasuk, Lo Yachal Zar Ba'amav, he shall not profane his offspring among his people, from a Gezer Shava of Ba'amav Ba'amav, from the prohibition for a Kohen to become Tamei from a corpse, which only applies to Mel Kohanim. So the sad Bas Chala walking her goat, who just found out she was Aser to Kahuna forever, came across an almana sitting on a goatskin mat, mourning the passing of her third husband, which reminds us, a brisa teaches almana, almana, almana. A kohen who has relations with a widow, and a widow, eno chayv ela achas, is only chayv to one set of malkas. The case is a woman who is widowed from three different husbands, ma'u detema hari shemus mechulakim, where you might have said that she is prohibited by three separate titles of prohibition because each widowhood is a result from three different husbands. Kamashmon gupim mechulakim be'inun v'leika. So the brisa teaches that separate physical entities are required for multiple malkas, and they are not in this case. So the sad Bas Chala walking her goat, who just found out she was Aser to Kahuna forever, came across an almana sitting on a goatskin mat, mourning the passing of her third husband, being comforted by a woman who became a Chalala as a result of an Issa Kahuna, which reminds us a Chalala is the only result of an Issa Kahuna, not an Issa Karas. Daf Ayin Ches, so the Siman Daf Ayin Ches is a child going, ach. So here goes. The little boy who would usually go, ach, boy going, ach, that must be more on Daf Ein Ches, ach. The little boy who would usually go ach with his veggies took advantage of the fact that his father was arguing with a friend regarding Kidesh Loke, which reminds us, Abai says, Kidesh Loke, if a Kohen married a woman prohibited to Kohanim, he incurs Malkus even without relations. Baal Loke, if he had relations, he incurs Malkus even without marrying her. The former is for violating Lo Yikach, he shall not take, meaning marriage, and the latter is for violating Lo Yichalel, he shall not profane her. Ravi says he only incurs malchus for relations after marriage because the Torah juxtaposes prohibitions to teach matam lo yikach, what's the reason he shall not take, mishum lo yichalel, because the Torah commands he shall not profane. So the little boy who would usually go ach with his veggies took advantage of the fact that his father was arguing with a friend regarding kidesh loke and instead uses vegetables to enact a kohen marrying a little convert, which reminds Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai holds that a convert herself is permitted to a kohen if she was converted before the age of 3. He supports this from Moshe's telling the soldiers who fought against Midian that they could spare the girls below the age of 3 for themselves, and Pinchas, a Kohen, was among those soldiers. So the little boy who would usually go ugh with his veggies took advantage of the fact that his father was arguing with a friend regarding Kidesh Loke, and instead uses vegetables to enact a Kohen marrying a little convert, and a father saying his son is a mamzer, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that one who says, Benize mamzer, this son of mine is a mamzer, he's not believed even if the mother agrees, and even if the child has not yet been born. Rav Yehuda holds that the father is believed. A braisa darshens the word yakir, he shall recognize his firstborn son to teach, yakirenu lacherim, he can identify him to others. From here, Rav Yehuda derived that a father is believed to identify his firstborn, and even to say he's a chalal or mamzer. The Chachamim say he's not believed to disqualify his son, and Rav explains that they derive from Yakir that a father can identify his firstborn son where it's unknown. All right, so now it's time to conclude with their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we machuk is whether a father is believed to say that his son is a mamzer? That's on daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 2. Which of you an Ammoni or Moabi Ger is allowed to marry a mamzeris? That's on daf Ein Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which type of a case where a father married his daughter off on the road and then she accepted Kedushin in the city and then was found to be a Bogeris? That's on Duff. Ein Tes. Good. Number 4. Which type do we discuss positions of authority for Gerim? That's on Duff. Ein Vav. Good. Number 5. Which type when a bas chalal zachar is pasal to kahuna forever? That's on Duff. Ein Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss the case of a mikveh that was found to be less than 40 saw? That's on daf Ein Tes. Good. Number 7. Which daf do descendants of a member of Sanhedrin do not need to be investigated regarding Yichus? That's on daf Ein Vav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do machok is whether Kidesh Loka, whether a kohen who married a woman prohibited to him, incurs malchus even without having relations? That's on daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 9. Which of the when a kohen has relations with a triple almana is only chayiv one set of malkas? That's on daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss when one returning from Medina Sayyam must prove his wife's and children's yichus? That's on daf Ein Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.